Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, the fourth parak, Misha Amar. So the three daps we're going to focus on when the next Mishnah teaches that a Nazira whose husband was made for without her knowledge and she transgressed Nazira's prohibitions, she's not liable to Malkus since she was not a Nazira. A Bryce explains the pasuk which says Isha Hafeiram VaHashem Yislach La. Her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, that it refers to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and the pasuk indicates that she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Akiva would weep when reaching this pasuk and say, if someone intended for pork to come to his hand, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher but mistakenly ate kosher, tom kaparu slicha requires atonement and forgiveness, as seen by the woman whose nadarim were revoked, then someone who intended for pork to come to his hand, and it did, all the more so. A similar comment is made regarding an Ashim Tawi, a carbon brought for a doubtful avera, about which the Torah says, Manasa avono, he shall bear his iniquity. If one who possibly transgressed an avera thinking was permitted bears his iniquity, then all the more so one who sins willfully. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Chama said in the name of Yochanan about the Pasuk, Ki yasharim darkei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them. Then an example for this would be two people eating Karban Pesach, where one ate for the mitzvah and the other ate gluttonously after being full. The first personifies the righteous walking and the second, the wicked stumbling. Reish Lakish objected that although the gluttonous eater did not perform the mitzvah in the best way, he did do it and cannot be called wicked. Instead, it can refer to two people whose respective wives and sisters were with them, where one had relations with his wife and the other with his sister. The Gemara rejects this as well because the pasuk is describing a single path that can be followed righteously or wickedly, and this case is akin to two paths. Rather, it refers to Lot and his two daughters. They who intended for a mitzvah personify the righteous walk in them. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. And point number three, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Gadol avera lishma min mitzvah shelo lishma. An avera committed for the sake of heaven is greater than a mitzvah performed for ulterior motives. The Gemara objects, but Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, lo miyasek adam b'torah mitzvahs afil shelo lishman. A person should always occupy himself with Torah mitzvahs even for ulterior motives, shimitok shelo lishman ba lishman, because from doing them for ulterior motives, he'll come to do them for their own sake. We see then that mitzvahs done for ulterior motives are of great virtue. The Gemara therefore revises his statement to be that an avera done for the sake of heaven is kemitzvah shelo lishma, as great as a mitzvah done for ulterior motives. The Gemara sources this to a pasuk that compares the Yael favorably with the Imaos. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches that a Nazira whose husband was mefer without her knowledge and she transgressed Nazira's prohibitions is not liable to Malkus since she was not a Nazira. A Bryce explains the pasuk which says, Yisha hafeiram v'Hashem yislach la. Her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, that it refers to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and the pasuk indicates that she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Akiva would weep when reaching this pasuk and say, if someone intended for pork to come to his hand, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher but mistakenly ate kosher, tom kaparu slicha requires atonement and forgiveness, as seen by the woman whose nadarim were revoked, then someone who intended for pork to come to his hand, and it did, all the more so. A similar comment is made regarding an Ashim Tawi, a carbon brought for a doubtful avera, about which the Torah says, Manasa avono, he shall bear his iniquity. If one who possibly transgressed an avera thinking was permitted bears his iniquity, then all the more so one who sins willfully. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Chama said in the name of Yochanan about the pasuk, Ki yasharim darkei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them. Then an example for this would be two people eating Karban Pesach, where one ate for the mitzvah and the other ate gluttonously after being full. The first personifies the righteous walking and the second, the wicked stumbling. Reish Lakish objected that although the gluttonous eater did not perform the mitzvah in the best way, he did do it and cannot be called wicked. Instead, it can refer to two people whose respective wives and sisters were with them, where one had relations with his wife and the other with his sister. The Gemara rejects this as well because the pasuk is describing a single path that can be followed righteously or wickedly, and this case is akin to two paths. Rather, it refers to Lot and his two daughters. They who intended for a mitzvah personify the righteous walk in them. Ujnis gavim shem avera uposhim yikashubam. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. And point number three, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Gadol avera lishma min mitzvah shelo lishma. An avera committed for the sake of heaven is greater than a mitzvah performed for ulterior motives. The Gemara objects, but Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, lo miyasek adam b'torah mitzvahs afil shelo lishman. A person should always occupy himself with Torah mitzvahs, even for ulterior motives, shemitok shelo lishman balishman, because from doing them for ulterior motives, he'll come to do them for their own sake. We see then that mitzvahs done for ulterior motives are of great virtue. The Gemara therefore revises his statement to be that an avera done for the sake of heaven is kemitzvah shelo lishma, as great as a mitzvah done for ulterior motives. The Gemara sources this to a pasuk that compares the Yael favorably with the Imaos. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel, and our standard simmon is Kugelach. Kugelach is the game like jacks that kids play with. So Kugelach is the simmon. So here goes. The hairy Kugelach champ who was crying when he learned that he needed a kapara because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, looked up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled. And they announced, Aver Lishma Kemitzvah Lo Lishma. So once again. The hairy Kugelach champ, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The hairy Kugelach champ who was crying when he learned that he needed kapara because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches that a Nazir whose husband was made for without her knowledge, and she transgressed Nazir's prohibitions, she's not liable to Malkus since she was not a Nazir, but the Pasuk teaches that she still needs forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep when reaching this Pasuk and say, if someone intended for Chazir to come to his hand, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher, but mistakenly ate kosher, Tom Kapar Vaslicha, yet requires atonement and forgiveness, as seen by the woman whose Nadarim were revoked, Amaskavan Lalas Biyadu Basu, then someone who intended for pork to come to his hand, and it did, all the more so. So the hairy Kugelach champ, who was crying when he learned that he needed a kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, looked up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled, which reminds us, the pasuk ki yesharim darchei Hashem v'tzadik miyalchu bam uposhim yikashu bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them, refers to Lot and his daughters. They, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. So the hairy Kugelach champ was crying when he learned that he needed kapara because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, woke up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled, and they announced, Aver Lishma Kemitzvah Shelo Lishma, which reminds us, the Gemara revises Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's statement to say, Aver Lishma Kemitzvah Shelo Lishma, an aver done for the sake of heaven is as great as a mitzvah done for ulterior motives. The Gemara sources this to a pasuk that compares Yael favorably with the Imaos. So once again, the hairy Kugelach champ who was crying when he learned that he needed a kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, woke up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled, and they announced, Aver Lishma Kemitzvah Shelo Lishma. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Yotess. So the symbol Daf Yotess is a yacht. So here goes. The hairy yacht, that must mean one duff, Yud Tess. The hairy yacht called sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar Kapper Baribi said, what does the pasuk mean in saying, the keeper alav me'asher chata ha'nafesh, and he shall atone for him having sinned regarding the soul? Regarding which soul did this one sin? El shed tzira atzma min ha'yayin, rather because he deprived himself from wine. V'kal v'chomer, ma zesh lo tzira atzma el min ha'yayin, nikra chota. If this one, who only deprived himself of wine, is called a sinner, ha'metzara atzma kol davar ha'achas kama v'kama, the one who deprives himself of all things, all the more so. So the hairy yacht called sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became Tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days. Which reminds us, Bryce proves that Rabbi Yezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahor, there is no forfeiture for a first day Tumah. Or Papa asks if the Yamin, the days required by Rabbi Yezer, mean that a second day has begun, or that 2 days have passed and the third day has begun. The Rosh explains, regarding the end of his term, only Tuma on the penultimate day, which is a full final day after, causes forfeiture of the whole term. So to Tuma at the start of the term may only cause forfeiture if it's preceded by a full day, meaning upon reaching the third, since the Nazirs began the first day. Rava answered, the Pasuk says, Yiplu, the days will fall away, which implies even a minimal following. So Tuma on the second day would suffice for forfeiture. So the Hariyot called sinners belonging to a group of Nazirs. God in emergency called to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days, as they transported a queen who became a Nazir in Chutz Arts to Eretz Yisrael. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who declared a lengthy Nazirus and completed it, and afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Shammai say he must again observe a 30-day term, but Beis Hillel say he must start his entire term. A story is recounted of Helene Amalka, who declared a Nazirus of 7 years if her son would return safely from war, which he did. She observed 7 years, and upon coming to Eretz Yisrael, was instructed by Beis Hillel to observe another 7, she did, and became tummy at the end, requiring an additional 7 for a total of 21 years. Dav Chaf, so the Simur Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The Hairy Nazir Cafe, that must mean we're in Dav Chaf. The Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared two sets of Nazirus or 5, which reminds us, the next mention states, one about whom two sets of witnesses were testifying, these testified they declared 2 Nazirus terms, and the other testified that he declared 5 terms. Beis Shammai say, Nechukula Eidos Ve'enka Nazirus, the testimony is contradictory and there is no Nazirus. Beis Hillel say, Yesh Bekol Chamish Taim, She'ein Nazir Shtaim. 2 is included in 5, so he's a Nazir for 2 terms. Each term of a Nazirus is treated as a separate testimony, so the 2 terms which are agreed upon is acceptable testimony. Rabbi Shmo Benosho Rabbi Yochum and Broko has an opposing view of the Machlokas. So the Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Nazirus or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, and I, and I, and I, which reminds us. The 4th parak begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, Vashama Chavero Va'amar Va'ani, one who said, I am a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a 3rd person said, and I, Kum Nazirim, they are all Nazirim. Huta Arishon, Hutra Kulon. If the first becomes permitted through annulment, they are all permitted automatically. Huta Achron, Achron Mutter Vakum Asurin. If the last becomes permitted, the last is permitted, and the rest remain forbidden. So the Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Nazirus or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, and I, and I, and I. Followed by Talmud, who greeted his Rebbe with the words, Shama Lecha Rebbe, and then quickly said, and I. Which reminds us, Rish Lakish was sitting before Rebbe Yudah Nasi and said, Behushit Pisu Kuan Betoch Kadei Dibur. This halacha only applies where they are all connected to his declaration during the time required for an utterance. The Gemara defines Toch Kadei Dibur as Kadei She'o Shalom, the time required to give a greeting, which it further defines as Kadei She'omer Shalom Talmud L'Rav, the time required for a student to greet his teacher, meaning 3 words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace unto you, my teacher. Rabbi Yudah holds that saying, and I, immediately after the 3-word time limit, also suffices so the Talmud could greet his Rebbe and then say, Va'ani. Dav Chafov. So the Simur Dav Chafov is a car because Bastoni is pronounced car, ka. So here goes. When the Hairy Nazir ka, ka, that must mourn Dav Chafov. When the Hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight, where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line, heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, which reminds us, a Brisa is quoted which teaches that if a middle Nazir becomes permitted, Hemenu Lamata Mutter Hemenu Lamala Asr, those after him are permitted, and those before him are still forbidden. This proves that each Nazir is connecting to the one immediately before him. So those who follow the permitted Nazir are likewise permitted, and they were not connected to the first person who said, Harini Nazir. So when the Hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight, where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the Ka retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus, which reminds the Gemara as Balma Eka Akar or Dimamega's Gaius. Does a husband uproot his wife's Nadarim retroactively, or does he cut them off, meaning void them going forward? A nafkamina is if a woman declared Nazirus and another woman said, Va'ani, and I, and then the husband of the first wife was made for her Nazirus. If it is voided retroactively, the second woman's declaration is ineffective. So when the Hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the car retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus and had to give her the bad news that her chattis is in the back seat. must be left to die. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempts a resolution from a Mishnah. Ha'isha shenad benazir hifishes behemta, a woman who vowed naziris and designated her animal for her carbon, and then her husband revoked the naziris. If the animal was her personal property, the chattis is left to die because it cannot be used. So the Gemara reasons that if Afar revokes her naziris retroactively, the chattis should revert to chuin, since she was never a nazira with a chattis obligation. Since the Mishnah teaches that it is left to die, it seems that Hafar only voids going forward. The Gemara answers that even if Hafar is retroactive, the Chattis must die because Kevin the Latzricha Kapara, since she does not need an atonement anymore, Hu Kachattis Shemesu Ba'aleha, it's akin to a Chattis whose owners have died. Ugamir de Chattis Shemesu Ba'aleha Tamuz. And we have learned from Aloch Moshe Mesinai that a Chattis whose owners have died is left to die. Dav Chav Beis. So the Simmer Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The woman in the hairy cab, that must be learned of Chabez. The woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tame, even though her husband's afar of her nazirus, was retroactive, which reminds us, a brisa taught that a nazir who became tame and designated karbanis, and her husband subsequently revoked her nazirus, brings her chattis bird but does not bring her ola bird. The Gemara concludes that although hafara is retroactive, the chattis is brought because he holds like Rav Elazar Kapara that a nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the chattis she already designated, although her naziris was voided retroactively. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, which reminds us, the Gemara then proves that hafara only voids going forward from a brisa. Ha'isha shenad benazir, a woman who vowed naziris, and a friend heard and said, va'ani, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her naziris, she's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shema mina baal megaz gaiz. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with hafara, because if it voids naziris retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim. Which reminds us, Marzuta, the son of Ramari, tried to prove that the case of the second woman's naziris being valid resolves the inquiry of Rami Bar Chama, who asked, if one says, Hari like Vsar Zevach Shlamim, Mahu, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Ki matbis inish bikar, matbis, does a person link with the initial forbidden state? O dilma betzina de matbis, or does he link with its final permitted state? The Gemara here understands the case to be before the blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vower means to reference its initial forbidden state, then it would be valid. But if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf did we learn that one brings only one set of karbanis tuma for multiple tumos? That's on daf Yod Ches. Good number 2. Which daf did we learn? Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma. That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good number 3. Which daf did we learn? A woman who vowed naziris and her friend heard and said, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her naziris, she is permitted and her friend remains forbidden. That's on daf Chav Beis. Good number 4. Which daf did Malchus Beisham Beisil, where one set of witnesses testified that one declared 2 naziris terms and another set testified they declared 5 terms. That's on daf Chav. Good number 5. Which daf did we learn? If someone intends to sin but doesn't, they still need forgiveness. That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good number 6. Which daf do we have the question whether the husband is made for his wife's nadarim retroactively or is megas gaiz, he voids them moving forward. That's on daf Chav Aleph. Good number 7. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk ki yisharim darchei Hashem but tzadikim yelchu bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them, it refers to Lot's daughters who intended to do a mitzvah. That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good number 8. Which daf Yimachok is when Naziris of Tahar begins? Is it the 8th day when Kabbanos are brought, or on the 7th day when the Nazir shaves? That's on daf Yod Ches. Good number 9. Which daf Yimachok is when Nazir is called a Chota, a sinner, because he has deprived himself of wine? That's on daf Yod Ches. Good number 10. Which daf we ask if a person says, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of Shlamim, does he link it with its initial forbidden state, or does he link with its final permitted state? That's on daf Chabez. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.